This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Atlanta is no stranger to acts of terror. The 1996 Olympic Park bombing certainly comes to mind, but what happened in Boston on Monday has renewed the emergency preparedness at places like MARTA. Sergeant Aston Green of the MARTA Police is the commander of the Emergency Preparedness Unit at MARTA. Sergeant Green, welcome. Good to have you.
Nice to be with you.
Have we learned anything, and obviously it is still very early, have we learned anything that will tell us something that will help as we move into some of the big events that MARTA will have to be watching this spring and summer?
We definitely learned that we can't be complacent, that these threats are still very real for especially public transportation, and our hearts and prayers go out to the Boston community. MARTA takes these incidents nationally very seriously. We recognize that public transportation remains a target for terrorist activities. And so what we've done, as we continue to do, whether or not these incidents are taking place, are preparedness efforts, which involve training and public awareness. In fact, we just launched a very robust campaign around our See Something, Say Something application that people can download on their Android or iPhone that gives them a tool to tell MARTA police something if they see something suspicious, suspicious activities, suspicious people, and that's on a continual basis. We try to, have some 21st century solutions on how we can best prevent against the type of incident that we see occurring in Boston at this time.
I want to come back to see something, say something in just a moment. But first of all, right now, will folks who are regular riders of MARTA notice anything different today than they might have noticed yesterday?
Yes, we definitely have increased our police presence. We take what is called a heightened alert posture. We'll have officers handing out brochures that say, if you see something, say something. You'll also see our canine units clearly deployed, checking trash cans and checking all areas that may be obstructed from the public view. And so we'll be on greater patrol. You'll see us on our trains. You'll see us on the buses, highly visible, which is something we practice. But given the events, it's still a fluid situation. We certainly take a more vigilant posture.
Given MARTA's budget situation, though, do you have the resources to maintain that kind of heightened level of personnel and security?
Yeah, interestingly enough, we get a tremendous amount of support from the Department of Homeland Security and TSA, and they have, as of late, even given us grant funding to support what is called surge activities. And so we receive funding to help support some of these operational expenses. And so we remain in communication with our federal partners. We work with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, with local emergency management agencies, in a partnership. And so we share in that regional responsibility. But we are mostly grateful to the Department of Homeland Security, TSA, for supporting us with grant funding for these type of operations.
I know it's the administrators who do the political lobbying, but do you think that this will strengthen MARTA's case to get some sort of support or more support from the state level?
Well, I would hope so. The fact is that MARTA Police Department remains one of the most well-trained in the Metro Atlanta area in response to terrorist activities. We have a very robust exercise training program. It's high on our agenda. And we'd like to think that as public transportation remains a priority for the region, that the security aspects are considered when weighing the value of some of our initiatives. And so we anticipate that, everyone now is taking a second look, if they hadn't already, to say how important it is to have, police presence in our system. And, thankfully, we have the support of our board, of our new general manager, and the community for those type of activities.
Back to See Something, Say Something. One of the questions, particularly in a city like Atlanta, which has so many different kinds of people and folks from out of town who come here and ride the MARTA system, there are some obviously suspicious things. Like if someone leaves a backpack by a bench in a MARTA station and walks away, you kind of think, okay, maybe I should call. But there are a lot of other kind of gray areas for what's suspicious. Just because somebody doesn't look like I do or doesn't look like you do, does that necessarily make them suspicious? And how do you know?
Yeah, we look for, as we say, we take the totality of the circumstances. We're not asking people to profile any particular demographic. But, you know, if one or two things together kind of gives you a little hunch and a little suspicion, don't be afraid to say something. And then we will, as law enforcement personnel, assess that situation and evaluate whether or not it's meaningful or not. So what we don't want is for people to have that hunch and think, oh, well, it's not a big deal, and then they don't say anything. And so it's better to err on the side of caution. That's why we promote the app. It doesn't hurt to communicate information. If it turns out to be nothing, okay, so be it. But you never know. And so despite the fact that anything may be suspicious, we don't want you to not say something because of the possibility that it might not have any meaning.
Yeah, because certainly one might go back to the Trayvon Martin incident, for instance, where you say, well, just because somebody is wearing something different or, you know, has a hoodie and you're not used to people wearing hoodies, something like that. Are you running into things where it's people who just report something as suspicious just because it's not what they're used to?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure those are obvious cases, you know, that kind of profiling. But what we're looking more for are people who are places where they normally would not be, like in a secure area, individuals who are asking questions that, you know, may not be within the purview of their day-to-day activities. So we really look for things that, you know, kind of really stand out. And so even though you might run the risk of getting some non-valid hits, so to speak, you know, that to me is not the majority of cases. We'll find, especially with our see something, say something application, there'll probably be a lot of cases or reports that are meaningless. But it's that 1% or that 2% or that smaller percentage of reports that have some value to it that makes that whole effort, that whole public awareness campaign worth it. And so if you get, you know, 100 cases of people reporting foolishness, for example, or things that don't amount to anything, but you get one where someone is really doing something that should be alerted to authorities, then it's worth it to us.
This may not be a question you can answer, but have you had a concrete case where something was going to happen that has been averted in the last couple of years?
No. Not that I could speak of. But fortunately, we have not had any credible threats on the MARTA system.
Coming back to the Boston incident, is there anything about that incident and what we know so far that is telling you something that you can use, that on a MARTA system you can go ahead and say, we can move here where we hadn't been before?
Well, I mean, no, just to really continue what we've been doing, which is to be very proactive, to continue to invest in some of our preventative measures, including our canine teams, you know, our officers on patrol, high visibility, interfacing with the public. Those are things that an incident like Boston tells us we should continue to do, because unfortunately, you know, in Boston, you know, you won't necessarily get an opportunity to see it coming. And so you have to be in a preventative mode and then prepared to respond. So it certainly accentuates the importance of training for us. We look forward to having our Homeland Security exercises each year so our skill sets can stay sharp and so that we can kind of keep a level of preparedness even when nothing is happening. So the Boston incident, and we're still monitoring it, you know, nationwide. We're still trying to see what we can learn from that experience. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to be as proactive and aggressive with respect to our training to prevent these sort of things from happening on our MARTA system.
Could you ever get to a point where you would have security checkpoints, at least at the entrances to the rapid rail stations? And is that even something that's sort of a plan B or C out there somewhere?
Well, you know, you have the National Terrorism Advisory System, and the two categories are elevated threats and imminent threats. And so if we were to reach that level of national alert, we would more than likely be in a position where those things may be a possibility, yes.
And you would have the resources to do that?
Yes.
Aston Green is a MARTA police sergeant. He is the commander of the Emergency Preparedness Unit at MARTA. Sergeant Green, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it, and good luck.
Thank you for having me.